Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
As we were saying, it's going to be a wet morning, a wet commute. The chance for showers really lasts until around 9, 10 o'clock today. Then it lingers throughout the day, but eventually it goes away. That's because a weak front is coming through. Highs today of 86. Tomorrow, 88, but it's going to be drier with lower humidity. Saturday, 88 for a high. Sunday, 89. Dry heat on Monday and Tuesday. Highs of 90 then all the way through Wednesday, and then sunny through next Saturday. So the rain's going to be here today, and then it's going to disappear. So we're going to have to deal with that and just relax and drive slowly and get where you're going. Well, drive safely, not slowly. Holden Lewis joins us now, Nerd Wallet's home and mortgage expert. Talk about the Fed cut and what that could mean for homeowners. How you doing, Holden?
Hey, Tommy.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well.
I am, sir. Let's talk about what the Fed did and how that could impact people that are looking to buy a house.
Last week, the Fed cut the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point. So that's the overnight rate that banks charge each other. It's kind of like a floor, you know, that a lot of other interest rates rest on. Now, the thing with mortgage rates, though, is that they move quicker than the Fed, you know. I mean, the Fed was sending hints that they were going to cut that rate. And so mortgage rates fell before last week's meeting. And, you know, they've mostly stayed down. So, you know, your typical mortgage, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, if you have good credit, it's between 6.25% and 6.5%, which is definitely lower than it has been for most of the year.
Mm-hmm. So what does determine what the mortgage rate is going to be or what moves it up or down?
A lot of things, just kind of the general tenor of the economy. We're talking about inflation rate, unemployment, and the mortgage market basically just kind of mixes all those together, but especially long-term inflation. That's kind of the main thing that activates mortgage rates. And so when inflation is high, then mortgage rates are higher. And when inflation is low, mortgage rates are lower. Now, with this Fed rate cut, I think that the market is just kind of waiting to see what exactly happens, because they might decide that it's inflationary. You might see mortgage rates. It's possible that mortgage rates could actually rise even after Fed rate cuts if the market judges those cuts to be unnecessary or too early.
So what I guess I'm trying to figure out is, Let me give you an example. Let's say you got the first International Bank of Holden, and then you got Tommy's Bank and Trust, okay? How do we decide what the interest rate's going to be? Because from the bank side of it, from the lending institution side of it, it would be the same as us making an investment for 30 years and looking at the return we're going to get, and given inflation, do we really want to invest our money in a 4% rate of return when maybe we could get 6% later on? You got to look at it from their side, right?
Okay, I see what you mean. All right. So here's the deal. When most lenders, they don't actually keep that loan. What happens is they sell the loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And so they're lending the money. Let's say you borrow $300,000. You know, they give you that loan. And then they sell that loan to, like, Fannie Mae. And so the lender gets that money back immediately, plus some fees and that kind of thing. So the bank does come out ahead. And then that loan, when it's bought by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, they combine it with a whole bunch of other loans. Mm-hmm. And then investors buy those as bonds. So the reason that it's a good investment for investors is that it's guaranteed. They're going to get their money back. And so, the interest rate might not be the best available, but it's also very safe, kind of like a treasury bond. And so, that's the way they handle that. And, you know, typically, kind of on average, people have a mortgage for about 10 years, and then they either sell the house or...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
They refinance. And so that's why investors kind of compare the return they get on mortgages to 10-year treasury yields. They're trying to get a little bit higher than a 10-year treasury.
Let me go back to this Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae thing. Those are federal agencies, right? So the banks sell, get the loan at 4%, make the mortgage at 6%, then they sell it to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They get paid how much? The entire amount of the loan plus a little bit, or what? How does that profitable for them?
They buy the loan basically, like, you know, you borrow $300,000 and they buy it for $300,000 plus a percentage. You know, basically, it's some of the interest that they're going to end up charging. I mean, you know, they're basically passing some of that along to the lender as a profit, but then they're also charging a guarantee fee. It's a super complicated arrangement. So,
well, but you know what? It's in the weeds, Holden, and that's why I always say that's why we got to go into the weeds sometimes, because if you've ever played golf for money, that's where all of the big money is exchanged, and that's where some of the cheating goes on, right?
That's right. So they also charge a guarantee fee, and that's between like a half a percentage point and a percentage point of the loan. So that's just a fee that basically says, all right, we're collecting this, and if the loan goes bust, then we're going to pay off, you know, ultimately the investors who buy these bonds.
So who's the taxpayers are ultimately subsidizing the banks for making these loans and then holding them and guaranteeing them in exchange for the people buying bonds, and the people buying the bonds know that they can't lose because Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which is either the taxpayers or the government printing money, is going to bail them out? Accurate?
That's, boy, no, it's not entirely accurate.
Okay, to fix it when we come back, all right? You can straighten me out when we come back. Sometimes I hurt myself, and I don't mean to. 620, talking to Holden Lewis, NerdWallet's home and mortgage expert. I just tried to find out where the money's going and who's doing what, and text me at 504-260-1870. Don't dare text and drive, but we're talking about mortgage rates and home loans, and are you waiting to pull a trigger? Are you waiting to refinance? What is your housing situation right now? Are you renting instead of buying? I'd like to hear from you. Again, no texting and driving. 504-260-1870. 621, traffic now, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Holden Lewis, NerdWallet's home and mortgage expert. We're talking about the feds, and they cut the rate, but how does that impact the housing market? Then we got on to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and lending institutions selling the mortgages that they make to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They get paid up front. Then the government guarantees the mortgage to bondholders who in turn buy those bonds against those loans. So the bondholders can't lose money and the mortgage eventually gets repaid. But I was wondering about the role of the taxpayer or the government printing money in all of that. So go ahead, Holden, fix me up. Straighten me out.
Okay, I'll straighten you out here. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they charge these guarantee fees. And you can think of that as kind of a form of insurance. So, you know, they're collecting, like if you borrow $100,000 and your lender sells to Fannie Mae, they're paying Fannie Mae a fee of between $500 and $1,000, you know, as this guarantee fee. And so if the loan ends up going bust, then that money will be used to make the investors whole. And you might say, well, it's only like $500 to $1,000 per $100,000. But, you know, most people, first of all, they don't default on their mortgages.
It's like insurance. It's actuarially based, right? They plan on more people not defaulting than defaulting.
That's right. And then even if you do default, the bank will take the house and they'll sell it. That limits their losses. If there's
Wait, the bank or Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac?
Well, I mean, ultimately, it would be the investor who actually bought that mortgage-backed security from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the entity that actually files the paperwork is the mortgage servicer, which is the company that collects your payments. A lot of times, of course, that's just the same company as the lender, but sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm. So if I have a mortgage with the First Bank of Holden, and you sell it to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, where am I sending my checks, or from who is drawing onto my account every month?
The First Bank of Holden will decide that. So the bank might just say, yeah, we're gonna collect that through the life of the loan. Or they might just say, oh, we're gonna sell that servicing to like Mr. Cooper or Rocket or someone like that. And then that company will collect it. You know, the borrower.
Wait a minute,
what
happened to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
All they did was they securitized that loan, sold it to investors, and, you know, they're just kind of, they're in the background. And, you know, if the loan does go bust and the investor needs to be repaid, then they'll step in and do that. But they're not really active, in a loan that's being repaid and, you know, everything's going well.
All right, let me thank you for your time, but real quick before we run out of time here, what's the right point to pull a trigger? People are texting in about how much of a percentage rate would it be worth if you have 6.5% to refinance? What are you looking for? What's the sweet spot?
Okay, so the question is, if you already have a loan at 6.5%, I would say refinance when rates get down to 5.75%. So right now you can get a loan between 6.25% and 6.5%. So that means if you have a mortgage of like 7 to 7.25%, it might be time to start looking into refinancing. You can cut that interest rate 0.75 percentage point. It's worth considering at the very least.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Strain as we do every Thursday morning. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.